WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is Thursday, March the 14th, 2024, 6:03. Sunny and 80 today. It's going to be beautiful outside. Right now, 42 in the NRV, 43 in Lynchburg, and 48 in Roanoke. How are you, Antoine?
I'm doing
As my
well.
Voice cracks, I got a frog in my throat.
I'm doing pretty well. But it's funny because I was thinking on my way into work this morning that no matter how old I am, some things would just never look right to me. Some things would just never make sense to me.
Okay.
School buses parked in front of houses. Like, that's just not where they belong. They should not. I'm driving through my neighborhood, and there are a couple of people that live in my neighborhood that drive school buses.
Yeah.
And as I'm leaving the neighborhood at 4:15 this morning, I see the school bus right in front of a house, and it's way too early to be picking up a kid. They live there. That's right.
Yep.
They live there. No, there needs to be a bus depot where they drive and get their buses. I don't like buses just all willy-nilly in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It doesn't seem right.
Yeah, because Miss Bays in Bedford County, She always had the bus parked in front of her house. I'm like, oh, Miss Bays. Like, she's driving the Magic School Bus every day,
exactly.
All day long.
I feel like they take it to Kroger and stuff.
Yeah.
It must be different here in Virginia, because I've never seen that. Like, everywhere I've lived, like, buses are parked at the bus depot, and you drive and pick up your bus. I've never once seen a bus parked in the neighborhood. like it's your work truck.
And there probably is, like, some drivers may, like Miss Vase, maybe they decide to take their bus. They don't want someone to touch their bus, but I'll take a picture of it. Because there is a bus in my neighborhood every single morning, and it confuses me every single time. Monica, what's on your mind this morning?
I'm fighting back. I'm fighting hard. I'm fighting against these allergies because they're trying to kick my tail. Yesterday, I was sneezing so much, and I said no after each sneeze, and it kept happening. Have you ever been driving and you start sneezing, and you're like, oh no, I need to see the road, but I just keep on, you know, having those sneeze after sneeze.
I don't know if I've ever sneezed that much to where I felt like I was going to crash.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever sneezed that much and that hard.
Yeah, two reasons why you would see me swerving is because I'm having a sneeze attack.
Yes.
I'm trying to get a spider out of the wind, off the dash while I'm driving.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. Chris, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm dragging because I stayed up to watch the Love is Blind reunion.
Oh.
It was so good.
Was
and
it?
And there's some drama on there. I'm not going to spoil anything, Monica, because I know you haven't watched it. We can probably talk a little bit more about it in the hot list with a few little tidbits and no spoilers. But there's some good drama on there. And I will say this. You know how Chelsea was saying how she looks like Megan Fox?
Uh-huh.
They address that on the show. So the internet is all the buzz about you saying you look like Megan Fox.
Oh,
what are your thoughts on that now?
Uh-huh.
So they talk about that. They call some people out. It's good.
Mm.
It's about an hour and a half. So
one part?
It's one part.
Okay.
Was it worth you dragging this morning?
Yeah.
You glad you did it?
It was good. And I was curious to see if people are still together or not. And there was a couple surprises in that department,
too.
Okay. So if you didn't see it last night, go to Netflix today and watch it.
Yeah,
what you're saying.
It's there for you to watch multiple times.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
Yeah, good news and bad news all together. 5 o'clock, according to researchers, is the best time of the day.
The best time?
The best time of the day. And according to those very same researchers, 5 o'clock is the worst time of the day.
Okay, 5 a.m. or 5 p.m.?
All right, well, I'm glad you asked that question. Always love taking questions from the class.
Uh-huh.
5 p.m. is the best time of the day.
Really?
5 a.m. is the worst time of the day. And it does not matter what time you wake up in the morning. It does not matter what your work hours are. Those are the best and worst times of the day. And they say it's because at 5 a.m., it's officially the worst time of the day based on your mood, your circadian clock, and other factors, while 5 p.m. is the best time of the day, which makes sense because that's when people are leaving work. But it has more to do with your mood, and it says that you are your cheeriest at 5 p.m.
Okay, because I was thinking 5 p.m. is stressful because there's so many more people out, and everybody's off work. traffic and, you know, busy getting things. I don't know.
I'm going to be honest. Anytime I'm leaving work, I don't care what's on the road.
Yeah.
I don't care what's about to happen. When I'm leaving work, that's probably the happiest moment of the day. And I love my job.
I like how you use the word happy because I think at 5 p.m. is the best time of the day because that's usually when happy hour is. Holla.
Oh, yeah, that is true. That is true.
And they said that sleep deprivation can have a significant and negative impact on mood. We know about that. But the 5 a.m., 5 p.m. thing is based on a typical day. So it's not, I haven't slept well in a while, so 5 a.m. sucks. Or I've been sleeping great, so 5 p.m. is great. No, that's just the way it is. That's our mood. That's the clock. So if you're trying to plan out your day, if you need to be around people, you need to be around them at 5 o'clock p.m. You need to be by yourself 5 a.m. so that you don't cuss nobody out.
Okay. Good to know.
Because you'll be like Renee Rapp and Megan Thee Stallion and be like, it's not my fault.
It's 5 p.m.'s fault.
Listen, it's the clock. It's my circadian clock.
Have you ever had a case of right place, wrong time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yes. It happens.
One just popped in my head. Yep.
That was my experience yesterday. I was so mad. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. So yesterday, I had an appointment at 1 o'clock, and I had plenty of time to go to lunch beforehand.
Okay.
So I go to lunch, and then I'm done with my lunch early, and it's still about 30 minutes before my appointment. So you know what? I'll just get there and just chill out in the parking lot. I have plenty of work-related stuff I can do on my phone. I can answer emails and all that.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, I'm gonna be a good appointment arriver. I guess I'm making that a term.
Somebody a good patient.
Somebody who's there 10 minutes early like they ask you to. So I sit in my car for a while, and 10 minutes till I'm like, I'm going to go inside, sign in. So I go inside, sign in, sit down. About 15 minutes later, they haven't called my name or haven't asked for my insurance card or anything like that.
Yeah, what's going on?
I said, and I was the only one sitting in the waiting room. And I said, are you guys going to call me back? I said, well, here's my insurance card and ID and everything.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's your name? Chris. Gave me my last name. You're not on the books today.
Oh, no.
What? So she looks it up. She says, let me see when you are. She was like, oh, you're 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh,
God.
Like, are you kidding me?
Come back.
I thought I was being good and responsible, being to my appointment on time. I had a lot of extra time. I wasted all that time for no reason at all. I was so mad.
Yes.
That's definitely happened to me. I see your right place, wrong time appointment, and I raised you to my freshman year in college when I had my first end of the semester exam.
Okay.
An intro to chemistry class.
Uh-huh.
I went there. It was 8 p.m. at night. The exam was scheduled for. I go in there. I sit down and take the test. I don't recognize everyone that's in there, but I'm like,
but that's
you know
what? There are big school.
There are 400 kids in this class.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'm just sitting in a different seat or whatever. So I open it up, open the test up. I'm looking at it. And I'm like, I didn't study very well. All of this information does not look right. I'm like, all right. Well,
you don't recognize it.
I'm going to try my best, though, Monica. I'm going to give it my all because I didn't study the best, but I think I know it. So I'm going through the questions. Oh, I don't know that one.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that one.
B for everything.
I don't know that one. And so I'm going through, I don't know a single answer to a single question on this entire test. I flip to page 3. There's 6 pages on this test. And at the top, it says organic chemistry.
Mm.
And I look around and I'm like, and I see someone's textbook under their seat beside me. And it says organic chemistry. I thought I was there to take intro to chemistry exam. But no, that exam was scheduled for 8 a.m. the next morning.
Oh.
So I went a day earlier. So do you think I left in the middle of the test?
No.
Absolutely not. Because I'm not going to be embarrassed. I filled out that entire test.
You stayed put.
I turned it in and I just left because I know it's not going to affect my grade. Right.
Okay.
You turned it in and failed gladly.
Oh, yes. I'm like, I've never taken organic chemistry anyway, so it works out.
Yeah, well, it got me just yesterday. I had to shout out Miss Morgan's class at Lincoln Terrace Elementary School. Got to shout them out because yesterday, career day.
Okay.
So I thought it was career day.
Are you, it's same thing happened to you?
Yeah, yeah. I show up to the school with a box of goodies and things, K92 gear.
Right, because I got with you to get all that stuff. And I'm like, Monica, have fun at career day.
Excited. I'm ready to go rolling. Get to the school, get to Lincoln Terrace, and I show up to the office, and they're all like welcoming, you know, hey, how you doing? Oh my gosh. And I said, I am here. And they're looking at me, you know, like, why are you here? And I said, I am here for career day. And they said, career day is on Friday. And I said, oh.
Yesterday was Wednesday, Monica.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but I also wonder where was I supposed to be yesterday?
Yep, because you had 11, something.
Because something was planned, and I apologize right now to wherever I was supposed to be.
Chris's doctor's appointment.
That's it. That's
exactly. Maybe you had the 1 o'clock spot.
The K92 morning thing.
Hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, 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 potato.
We are going to wake it up this morning.
Yes.
Because yesterday, both Chris and Monica are showing up to the right place at the wrong time. And I think it's because the brains were working a little slow.
Were they?
Yeah, so we're going to exercise them this morning. Oh.
All right.
We're going to play a little hot potato. Verbal hot potato. I'm going to give Chris and Monica a category. And they have 20 seconds to go back and forth within that category, naming things I'm the judge that I approve of. Whoever gives me the last full answer before the buzzer goes off, we'll win that round. First to 2 points wins. Are you guys ready?
Ready. Yep.
All right. Today is National Pie Day, March 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be honest. I thought about making your category math equations.
That's
funny. Like the Pythagorean theorem.
We're just going to shut it down.
But I knew that wouldn't last long. Uh-huh. So for National Pie Day, Chris, you're going to go first. I want you guys to go back and forth naming types of pies. Go.
Oh, blueberry.
Cherry pie.
Apple.
Peach pie.
Rhubarb.
Key lime pie.
Lemon meringue.
Chocolate peanut butter pie.
And just chocolate.
How about pecan pie?
Brown butter pie.
Butter cake.
I don't know what happened there. I don't know. What were you trying to say?
It's that gooey butter cake.
Buttercake pie?
But yeah, I guess it's not really a pie, but
I would have counted it. Because
You said pie.
I just couldn't think of it.
No.
Yes, because you said pie at the end. The only thing I could think of is that I said, all right, Chris, we're going to start with you and Monica went
and
first.
And see, the brain is not working, but it just started.
All I could think of. If I was a teacher in your class, I would have quit. I would have retired. Oh, good gracious.
You know what? Right? Okay, that tells you how the day is going.
I'm even looking at Chris and Micah just starts talking. Yes, Chris.
My Adderall has not kicked in yet.
So neither one of you guys know what's going on.
That is something else. Okay.
All right. That's going to make this next round a lot of fun because is also International Question Day. International Question Day. So we are going to start with you, Christopher. Christopher, you're going to go first before Monica. What you guys are going to do, you're going to go back and forth asking questions or saying questions that kids would ask, but you have to do it in a kid's voice.
Today?
Back and forth right now.
Okay, Chris, start with Chris.
Chris, you go first.
Okay. Mommy, can we go to Chick-fil-A?
What's your name?
I don't want to go to bed.
It's not a question.
Oh, do I have to go to bed?
Where's the chips and salsa?
Do I have to go to school?
Can I eat my boogers?
But why? Why can't I go?
Okay.
You know what?
What happened?
I'm giving it. What? I'm giving it to Monica. I'm sorry.
And the answer is yes, you can eat your boogers.
Okay.
I will say this, Monica. I really wish I went to school with the kid that you pretended to be.
Yes.
So that I could make him sit by himself at lunch. I'm not going to sit with you, dork.
I have my boogers.
No, we have no friends.
Be prepared to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber. Criminal Edition.
Mm-mm-mm. Alexis, what are you doing in the nude, girl?
Oh, I love the name Alexis. Alexis. Those are great people.
Uh-huh. 27-year-old Alexis Harnett. She was arrested for being nude in her own yard. She was in her own yard. Nude, doing jumping jacks and screaming. And the thing is, we don't know why she was screaming, but I think that she was screaming because she was doing the jumping jacks and that weight of your chest. You know, while doing the jack.
Oh, so you thought she was heavy chested?
Yeah, I think she's heavy chested and that bounce was like, ah! So that's why that happened. But a neighbor was videoing and said that, hey, I have two kids, two young kids, and I see her doing jumping jacks and screaming. I don't know what's going on. Somebody do something about this.
So the neighbor was videoing Alexis doing her naked
jumping jacks and screaming. Yeah.
For evidence purposes.
Evidence. For evidence. Had to show the police, you know?
Yeah, duh.
Yeah. Yeah. And so she was arrested and charged with obscene exposure. You can't do that, Alexis. Or at least do it in your basement.
That's very interesting, too, because she was on her property in her backyard. Like...
You
should be able to do whatever you want on your property.
You know.
Now, do we know if she was intoxicated?
Here's the thing. There's no mention of drugs or any other issues.
Okay, Alexis was on something.
She's just getting fit. There's been times I do jumping jacks.
She was trying to work out the chest weight. Sometimes it hurts your back, so maybe she was trying to bounce some of it away.
Yeah, because you can't do the jumping jack when you're restrained.
That's what she was doing.
No, Alexis was on something and it wasn't legal.
You don't think so. I just think she was just trying. She has CrossFit. She was just trying to get ready.
Those box jumps hurt.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
We all have one. A celebrity doppelganger.
Mm.
The celebrity that people claim that we look like, even when we don't see it.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm thinking about that is because I had to visit a middle school the other day. And as I'm walking in, waiting to, you know, meet with the principals of the school to talk some business, it's time for lunch. Sixth grade lunch. And so all the sixth graders are walking past me. And you know me, I'm 6 feet taller than all these little munchkins. And I hear them whispering. And then another group comes by. And then finally, one young man, some brazen, courageous boy goes, "Hey, LeBron James is back today." And another kid goes, "You're right, LeBron is here today." And I'm like, wait, are they talking? And now they're all just staring at me. They know I'm not LeBron James, but they're looking at me and they're saying, "Oh, you're LeBron James." I'm like, okay, kids.
They made you uncomfortable?
It made me extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, because little kids, they will really study your features, you know?
Yes.
They study you. And they make it obvious because they don't care. They're little kids. They're littles.
And it makes me feel so insecure because I'm like, I'm not LeBron. Uh-huh. LeBron is 6 feet, 8 inches. LeBron is 240 pounds. LeBron James is a billionaire.
He's a big guy.
I am none of these things. But I do think that got me to thinking. I feel that we all have a celebrity that we are told that we look like, and we just don't see it. Like, we even got a text message in to 52353. This person said they look like Lionel Messi.
I had to Google Lionel Messi. You said Lionel?
Lionel Messi, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to Google him. And I was like, okay, soccer player. All right.
Let me ask you this.
What?
Putting you on the spot. Is he attractive, Mr. Messi?
He's a handsome guy. He looks all like sweaty in all the pictures I see. All the images, there's none without sweat.
All right. Text her to 52353. Monica says you are an attractive guy. Do you guys have a celebrity that people say that you look like and you're like, I don't see it?
Well, yeah. I've been told that I'm like, there's no way. Somebody said I look like Jake Gyllenhaal one time. I'm like, really?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Maybe without the muscles, the talent, or the jawline, I might resemble Jake Gyllenhaal.
And let me point out, this is a very tough conversation to have.
Yeah.
Because if, like, Monica or I say, you don't look anything like Jake, like, are we saying that you're unattractive? Like,
I'm telling you, I don't look anything like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Maybe it was like the hair. There's some hairstyles too, like, you know?
Yeah.
I see, like.
Yeah, because I have had longer hair. I mean, my hair is short now, but I've had longer hair before. And I've had a fuller beard, you know, so.
All right, we might have to do a side-by-side on our social media of me and LeBron.
Yeah.
Chris and Jake and Monica and.
I have two.
We'll put you in the middle then.
All right, because one that people often say that I look like, Jennifer Hudson.
I could kind of see Jennifer.
I got into a club in Tennessee as Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Hudson, because they didn't know.
Wow.
And
how tall is Jennifer?
And one friend said, "I'm your manager." And they this is Jay Hud. And they let me skip the line and they let me into the club.
Well, good.
Yeah, didn't say anything. I was like, okay, I don't really think I look too much like Jay Hud, but all right, whatever. And then I had someone stop me in the parking lot this week and said, "Ma'am," and I said, "Yes." They said, "You look like Chaka Khan."
Chaka Khan?
And they started dancing. They said, Chaka Khan. And
well, I was like, something.
I don't know what was going on. But I said, okay, well, and, you know, I love some Chaka, so whatever. Thank you. I think it's just a big hair.
I will say, based on my research that I did for the last 9 seconds, you look more like Chaka Khan than you do Jennifer Hudson, because Jennifer Hudson is 5 feet 9 inches tall. Chaka Khan is 5 feet 4 inches. So I'm just going off of that. You are way
She's
more
5'9".
God. Yeah, Jennifer Hudson is 5'9".
On Wikipedia. Yeah. Somebody lied on that. Let me change it back.
Who is your celebrity doppelganger? Text in now to 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. You can go one step further. If you text it in, send in a picture of yourself so we can judge and see if you look like the celebrity. Text in 52353.
Jack Harlow, Love It On Me on K92. It's the Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Is it Monica, Antoine, and Chris, or is it Chaka Khan, LeBron James, and Jake Gyllenhaal? Because right now we're talking about celebrity doppelgangers and who people say that we look like, even if we don't agree with them. And that, too, people have told us. Monica had a bonus one of Jennifer Hudson.
Uh-huh.
But Jennifer Hudson's tall. So
just a little taller. Just
that
a little bit.
Cancels her and Monica out. But Chaka Khan is 5'4", and Monica is somewhere around 5'2" to 5'5", depending on if she's lying.
Oh, she-
but we are getting text messages in to 52353. Allie in Rocky Mount says that people tell her she looks like Cameron Diaz. But she goes, in all caps, I do not see it.
Well, we need to see it.
Yeah, we need
we
a
need
picture,
to see a
Allie.
Picture, Allie.
Let's see. We got a text and a picture in. The text says, my name is Ivy. I'm a gymnast, and my teammates say that I look like Gracie Kramer.
Now, Gracie
Ivy,
Kramer.
We're going to be honest. We had to look up Gracie Kramer.
Yep.
But as soon as I looked her up, I recognized her. She's from the UCLA gymnast squad that were getting like 10s
you recognized
on everything.
Her?
They were getting 10s on everything. They were super
You
viral.
Recognize that girl.
Yes.
I've never seen her in my life. Never seen this woman in my life. She's a gorgeous woman, but I can see the resemblance there.
Yeah, me
but
too.
But yeah, I've never seen this
you're
woman.
You're going to be out and about. You're going to see Ivy and be like, is that Gracie Kramer?
Gracie Kramer.
Let's see. We got another text in from Lisa in Franklin County that says, I was told years ago before kids that I look like Katy Perry.
Okay.
You know what? If I'm honest, if Katy Perry walked in the studio right now, it would take me a second to be like, you look like someone.
Oh.
Katy Perry just blends in for me.
Huh.
She doesn't stand out to
I
me.
I feel like her eyes pop. So I feel like you have to have those like big eyes.
She better
you
come
know?
In with the Sharks from the Super Bowl halftime
and
be
like,
show.
You Katy Perry.
I think Katy Perry's had so many looks throughout the year. Too.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, okay. So she looks different for, I guess, each album cycle.
Well, keep texting at 52353. Who's your celebrity doppelganger? And you get extra Morning Thing bonus points if you text in a picture.
Yeah, and we're talking about doppelgangers. Excuse me.
Yeah, because people told some sixth graders said I look like LeBron James the other day. And so we were sharing the celebrity doppelgangers that we feel that we don't look like, but people tell us all the time that we resemble them.
Right. And so people text in to 52353. We have a text. Okay, RJ from Christiansburg. I think the friendship has dissolved between you and Antoine because RJ says, when I shaved all my facial hair, I was told I look like Tracy Morgan. Shake my head, LOL. I don't see it, but I haven't shaved since.
And for anyone who doesn't know, I just don't like Tracy Morgan.
You just don't.
I just don't find her to be entertaining. And RJ, if you shaved all your facial hair, you deserve everything you get. Because why are you shaving your facial hair? Keep the beard and the goatee, sir.
And we have one more, Lexi. So she says, I've been told I look like Anna Kendrick a lot.
All right, I'm pulling up the
picture
now.
Yeah, you see
now.
The picture?
Okay.
She has
I
her baby.
I can see it, a little pitch perfect. I see it.
Yeah.
And
brown hair.
Sophie texted in saying, Sophie from Bedford said, Scarlett Johansson or Hayden Panettiere.
Oh, Panettiere. Yeah, I see it.
I see Hayden. I don't
I
know
see
if
Hayden.
I see Scarlett, but I do see Hayden right
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, you too. And then we also got another text in. When I was in high school, everyone said I looked like Avril Lavigne, and it used to make me so mad. I don't look like her. She looks like me. Thank you.
Ooh.
I was here first and dressed like this and wore makeup
okay.
like this before y'all even knew she existed. That's from Nikki in Goodview.
Let them know, Nikki.
I was
Let
them
know.
First.
I'm not saying he's neurotic or anything, but if things aren't perfectly organized, it's a major crisis. This is Chris Ryan's OCD Chronicles on K92.
All right, this week, I got to talk about those notifications. Those notifications on my phone that drive me crazy.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yep. As soon as I get a notification, got to clear it out.
Mm.
Got to go.
Except when it's one of those, it's the notification on your settings that says you need to do a software update.
Oh, gosh. Those.
Oh, okay. That's that. I can't exactly shut my phone down right now to do the software update. Uh-huh. So that notification is going to sit there and bother me. Till
so it just stay up.
Yeah. So all day long, as soon as I get an email notification, I got to go through, like for instance, like if I have two or three emails, got to mark them all as read, whether I read them or not.
Mm-hmm.
and then any kind of Facebook Messenger. As soon as I see that little red number pop up, got to clear it out. And when I see somebody else's phone with all that on there, I get anxiety. Like, give me your phone. Let me clear all your stuff
out.
And
I know I was going to say
that. Let me straighten your life up for you.
I've noticed that.
Sometimes I feel like when I look at somebody's phone and it has a bunch of notifications, I'm like, your life is in a shambles.
Oh, man. See, I don't think that at all. Because, I mean, I'm that person. I leave my voicemails are usually kind of full.
No.
It's fine.
I don't think that your life is in shambles. I'm just confused on how someone could see those notifications and not want to get rid of them. So I'm very similar to Chris in that. Like, if there's a notification, I have to click it to make that number go away.
Oh.
I don't even need to read the email. But the fact that my inbox says new email,
yeah.
I have to open that email and then I'll close it back. So I don't need that negativity in my life, but I need that notification to go away.
Oh, see, it doesn't bother me at all. I notice when I hand my phone over, I'm like, hey, look at a picture or something, and they people see my notifications, they are really bothered. I'm like, what's the issue?
I'm not going to see one photo in your gallery. I'm going to see all those notifications.
Yeah, I'll tell you
that.
It.
Literally everything about Monica's phone bothers me. The fact that her notification number is still super high. The fact that she doesn't put a battery percentage up there so she knows how much battery life she has.
Who was that?
All
business?
Of that drives me insane.
Do you have your battery percentage?
Of course.
Really?
Yes. He's yes. Not
how
a
many
psychopath?
People have their battery percentage? Oh. I didn't think that many people had it.
The people that don't have it can't text right now because they're in prison.
They can't text because their phone is dead right now. That's why they didn't know their battery was dead. But yeah, those notifications get me every time. I can't have one notification on my phone. Got to clear it out.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Before we get rolling, quick shout out again to Lincoln Terrace Elementary School and little Luke that called in this morning to say hello. Yes.
Why's he got to be little Luke?
Because it's elementary school, so I always say littles. I know they probably are bothered by that. He's 10. He's 10.
You can't call Luke little when he's 10 years old. He is
young
double
man.
Digits now.
He's
I
a
bet
young
Luke
man.
Is taller than you are.
We don't talk about that because I met Luke yesterday and he is a little tall, you know?
Shout out to Luke.
He hit a growth spurt right there. Yeah, but shout out to Miss Morgan's classes listening this morning. All right, so now we're going to transition over to adult Easter egg hunts, because yesterday I asked a question about adult Easter egg hunts. Where are they happening at? So there's one going on in Christiansburg.
Okay.
So Friday, March the 22nd at 7 p.m. At the Kiwanis Park. Yep. In the evening, they're going to have extreme Easter egg hunt, or Easter egg party is what they call it. And so with this, they have over $2,000 in prizes. They have big screen TVs that you could win. And it's going to be in the dark, so bring a flashlight, some good shoes, and one canned food item that you can donate.
I want to know how they're going to fit that big screen TV inside one of those plastic eggs.
I knew it was coming. I felt it was coming, so I'm like, let me open the window for these crickets to arrive.
That's all right, though.
Look, as long as they got alcohol, I'm going to be there.
All right, tell me how you feel about this. So, Jason Derulo, he's on stage performing, right?
That's not how you say his name. How do you say his
Jason
name?
Jason Derulo.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, he's on stage performing. All of a sudden, he got that urge. That urge to go run to the bathroom. He got to pee.
Oh,
he's dancing. He's a dancer, right? So he's dancing hard in his tight black pants. And all of a sudden, he took a squat too hard. He's like, oh, shoot. It's getting ready to happen. So he stopped the show and said, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and the audience did not seem to like it because here is an audio clip from that concert.
Guys, I'm so sorry, but do you mind if I just go use the bathroom real quick?
Why the booze like that? Because he is a human being.
Yeah. When you gotta go, you gotta go. And I've always wondered, like, when my favorite performer's on stage, I'm like, gosh, what do they have to do? Go to the bathroom?
You gotta pee on yourself at that point.
You do. Did you see where Lady Gaga performed? She threw up like 5 times in a row and kept singing.
Yeah.
And her dancer blocked the throw up. You know, like, the vomit or whatever. It doesn't help it. Either way, it's disgusting. But
and
she had to do it.
Jason Derulo.
Yeah,
Can't pee on himself.
And he did do And he did kind of sing the bathroom, you know. Yeah. You know, sing
he's
that.
He's annoying. I love him. He's annoying.
All right. Now, NSYNC back together with new music. Chris?
So Justin Timberlake has been posting clips of songs on his new album that drops tomorrow, and he has a song with NSYNC. Here's a little sample of it. It's called Paradise. It it's not a banger, but it's trying to pull at our heartstrings.
Now, I will say this. I think quality is going to play a role. So we played that on the album. It's going to sound a lot better than the clip that we just played.
Yeah, that was off Justin's Insta story. That's the only way we can get the audio.
Okay, well, listening to that and listening to the lyrics, I thought it sounded sad. And it sounded like, oh, so we waited for you to come back to us, JT, and allow us to sing. That's what I got from it, but I could be wrong.
You are so negative when it comes to Justin Randall Timberlake.
Why pay a therapist when you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with Monica, Antoine, and Chris? It's like free group therapy, but with more awkward pauses. It's the Morning Thang's Covert Confessions on K92.
All right, a few ways you can get us your confessions. You can text the show, 52353. We don't need your name or where you're listening, just what your confession is. You can also call 540-774-9236, or you can record a voice memo on your phone and just send it to mornings@k92radio.com, just like our first person did here.
I have to confess this to somebody. I just got a really big job, my dream job, working for this law firm. It's huge. And like most law firms, it's mostly guys. And I am 3 months pregnant. I didn't tell them in the interview. I didn't tell them when they offered me the job. I haven't told them at all. I'm just going to keep it a secret until I just pop.
That stinks. I understand why she's keeping it to herself, because they probably wouldn't have hired her if they'd known.
Yeah,
no. That's unfair. Sexist. Yep. But yeah, I understand why she's keeping it a secret.
Yeah, that's going to be tough in that situation, because I know I've heard stories about women. Hey, we're not going to hire you if you're pregnant. So not fair at all. All right, let's roll into some of the text messages we got.
Let's see. We got a text into 52353. My friend started a terrible podcast that is long and boring. I've never listened to more than 5 minutes of it, but I always tell them that each episode is great.
Why are you doing that to
them? Because you don't want to shoot down their dreams, because if it becomes, you know, short and entertaining, you want to say, hey, I was there from the beginning.
You put them through that torture.
Yeah, and look, listen, I've heard some podcasts. I'm like, whew. It's rough. Not everybody needs a podcast.
There's another text that rolled in. I started a relationship with my best friend 2 years ago.
Okay.
Now she and her husband are getting divorced, and I'm still with her. Hold on, what?
Oh,
I'm like,
as you know, reading. Yeah, so hold on. We got to do math on this one.
Yeah, now she and her husband are getting divorced, and I'm still with her 2 years ago. Mm.
So she has been cheating on her husband for 2 years.
Yes.
That's what I'm reading. Okay.
Yep.
No good. Right. That's no good.
Besties.
One more text here. I committed to med school to chase a girl I wanted. Hated my classes, but loved the girl. Anyway, I never ended up with her, but now I'm a doctor.
There you go.
Oh, all right.
Focus. I wonder how come he didn't end up with her. Or she didn't end up. Yeah, he didn't end up with her. I'm curious on that one.
More info.
Yes.
All right. And we got another voice memo confession right here.
I have a tattoo on my back. It's on my shoulder. And I got it when my ex-boyfriend and I were together, and we got matching tattoos. But my husband thinks it's dedicated to my mother, who passed away when I was a kid, and I just don't have the heart to tell him any different.
Mm. Okay.
Look, take that secret to the grave.
Yeah, some of them you just hold on to that one.
Yeah, well,
he doesn't need to know.
No, he does not.
Coming up next, we got more covert confessions on the way. We're going to talk to somebody whose family thinks she's in marketing.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
She has a completely different job. You're going to hear that coming up in about 5 minutes on K92.
Why pay a therapist when you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with Monica, Antoine, and Chris? It's like free group therapy, but with more awkward pauses. It's the Morning Thang's Covert Confessions on K92.
And we got a caller standing by for a confession, but first we got to get to a couple of text messages.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I had just read a text that said, I started a relationship with my best friend 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Now she and her husband are getting divorced, and I'm still with her. Well,
that's a crazy confession in itself right there.
Very crazy, right? Okay, so then, you know, some time goes by, and we receive this text from someone to 52353 that says, I think somebody confessed about me on your show today, about me leaving my husband for them.
Oh, doesn't sound like someone texted. It sounded like best friend.
Yeah.
If these text messages line up the way it looks like,
like someone's in trouble.
I don't know.
We're going to have an update.
Are we exposing some drama here?
Mm-hmm.
As long as we don't know any names, we're not exposing anything.
Yep.
We got another text in to 52353. My son plays video games while sitting on my old giant leather beanbag. This is the same. All good. This is the same beanbag he was conceived on.
Oh.
I'm just waiting for the right ew gross moment to tell him.
Well, you know what?
Not until he's a grown up. He has to be a grown
up.
Yeah,
he has to be grown for that. Yeah. Yeah.
Dad,
then what
you
do?
Let me sit on that thing all that time. Oh.
Just be prepared to be one day of therapy for that kid. One of the days is going to be about that conversation.
All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, K92. What's your confession?
Okay. So I'm keeping this huge secret from my family. And I mean, I'd be mortified if they ever found out.
All right. Explain.
Well, okay. So I live in Virginia and my parents, along with most of my family, live in Illinois. And so I moved here for a new job. It was in marketing in 2019. But at the end of 2020, I lost my job. I mean, it was due to the pandemic, you know.
Right.
And so I looked for a new job for like 6 months. I couldn't find anything. So I joined OnlyFans.
Ooh.
And I've been on the platform ever since. And I bring in like $200,000 a year, which is a lot more than I made in my marketing job, I should add. But my parents have no idea. Like, they think I work in marketing. And if them or like, if anyone in my family ever came across my OnlyFans account, I would be mortified.
You gotta watch those subscribers.
I mean, I don't really love what I do, but it allows me to work 25 hours a week and go on nice vacations, you know?
Yeah.
I guarantee you are not the only one in that situation.
Well, does it make it right, though?
Yeah, and I mean, it's up to you to determine what's, you know, what's right or not. Like, there's no judgment coming from us on this end. If you don't feel comfortable with it for whatever reason, then, you know, that's something that you'll have to figure out. But if it's getting the job done, getting the bills paid, keeping a roof over your head, more power to you.
Mm-hmm.
And fingers crossed your parents never find out.
Hopefully.
Oh, that's tough. But look, I appreciate the hustle. I've thought about, what can I sell on OnlyFans? What pictures can I post on there?
You gonna post your hands?
Yeah, my hands. Okay. I've told I have nice feet. Maybe I do feet pictures.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Could you imagine her parents finding out because one of her parents subscribed to her page?
Oh,
not
my God.
Knowing it's her.
Yeah, what are you doing on it?
Yeah.
Why you got to log in?
All right, if you want to get us your confession, a few ways you can do that. You can text the show to 52353. You can also call 540-774-9236 or send us a voice memo on your phone to mornings at k92radio.com. It's Covert Confessions with the K92 Morning Thing. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. It's time to play Wordplay for your shot to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Lancer Lodge Sports Complex.
All right, let's say good morning to Bryce. What's up, Bryce?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing pretty good. All right, you have to make the tough decision right now. Which K92 Morning Thing member do you want to partner up with, myself, Monica, or Chris?
I'll go with Antoine.
Oh, you're going with
all
me?
All right, okay.
All right, well, let me go ahead
it's
and
all
just
right.
scoop my little booty out of here.
Get on into that soundproof chamber. All right, here we go. Here is your first word. I just want you to see if you can predict what Antoine is going to say when he hears the word go.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop. Okay.
All right, gotcha.
The second word is door.
Way.
Way, all right.
Third word, nail.
Hammer.
All right.
Hammer.
Fourth word, butter.
Scotch.
Okay, I like that.
And the last one is always celebrity, Melissa.
McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Great answers. There you go. All right, so Antoine's got to come on back. Let's get him.
Antoine, get back in here.
All right. Here we go. How are we feeling? How did Bryce do?
He did great. He did a good job. I think that y'all will
get
match
at least two.
Two? I think they'll get like three or four. I think
okay.
be all right.
All right, here we go, Bryce.
We only
I'm
need two to
you.
Win. All right, so do Bryce, Antoine.
Yes.
The first word is go.
Home. Go home.
That's what you're thinking about right now.
Go home. That's all I'm thinking Bryce. About. Looking at the road.
Bryce, what did you say?
I said stop.
Stop.
Stop. Okay, makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right. I see where we are.
All right, your next word is door.
Knob. Door knob.
Bryce, what did you say?
Doorway.
Okay, doorway.
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 Uh-huh.
All right, the next word is nail.
Nail, okay. I'm trying to get a Bryce's hand.
Yes.
let's go hammer. I don't know. Let's go hammer.
All right, Bryce, what did you say?
hammer.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
All right. Okay. Woo.
Now we're cooking, feeling it. We're cooking with gas or grease, whatever they're saying is.
All right. Next word is butter.
Buttermilk. Buttermilk.
What did you say, Bryce?
Butterscotch.
Ew.
Yeah. Butterscotch is so good. Is that your favorite candy, Bryce? Or one of your faves?
No. It was just the first thing that popped in my mind.
Oh, you don't have to say no like that.
That's like making me say
good.
Candy corn or something.
Come on. All right, then. All right.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Last one. I got a name. Let's see.
Last one is always a name. Melissa.
Melissa. Melissa. All right, I'm going Melissa McCartney. That's what I'm going with.
And who is Bryce? Who'd you say?
Melissa McCartney. That was correct.
Oh!
Yes! That's the only Melissa, actually.
You better shout out Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh, that's
Melissa
right.
Ford.
Sabrina.
Video Vixen.
That's only Melissa.
What other Melissa?
Etheridge.
Melissa Morgan Etheridge. That used to be on the K92.
I don't know her.
All right, then.
I don't know her.
All right, well, either way.
Bryce. Peace, I don't know.
Bryce, you got those tickets to Lancelot Sports Complex in Vinton, courtesy of K92.
Awesome.
Have a good day. Thanks for making us a part of your morning.
Will it finally happen? Will TikTok finally be banned, guys? What do you think?
No.
We've been threatened for that for a bit now.
Yeah, because the government, they seem to be all about it because the House of Representatives, they have passed a bill that could be pushing forward, TikTok being banned because now it has to go to the next place, I'm just a bill on the hill, that old cartoon.
I'm just a bill sitting on Capitol Hill.
They got to go through all that process. But yeah, it seems like it's picking up steam right now for TikTok to be banned.
It's not. It's not going to be banned.
No. They keep trying and
they keep talking about it.
No, they can want it banned all they want. I don't think it's going to happen.
Here is Nancy Pelosi. Here she is, talking about, TikTok, and we'll talk a little bit more about it. But I just love her sign-off. When she's talking about TikTok, just wait until the end of it. She really thinks she's got a little catchy out right
now. Okay.
This is not a ban on TikTok. I'm a grandmother of teenagers. I understand the entertainment value, the educational value, the communication value, the business value for some business on this. This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner.
Tic-tac-toe.
Okay.
A winner. So what they're saying is they're not trying to necessarily ban TikTok. What they're trying to do is get the current owners who reside in China to sell TikTok. If they sell it, then they're fine with the Americans using TikTok. Yeah. But if the owners keep it, then it's not safe for us to use.
No, this is all a political thing. It is. And if you notice, it's all the old people in government are trying to take away all the things that the younger people like. It's all a political thing. And then it's all about the American companies trying to be greedy and get more money. And you know what? I think it's kind of funny how they're saying, it's owned by China, yet the U.S. doesn't have a problem not hiring American workers and then paying people lower wages to work out of China. So,
Chris, you said a lot right there. I'm just waiting for 52353. Yeah. People going to text their thoughts. You go ahead, name the town included. Let's talk about the business.
That's my opinion.
It is money.
I was really just going to say, can they get rid of Facebook first? That's really what I'm going to take. Can we just get rid of
it? Talk about the money. Where is the money really going? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, and just think about all the people that are making a career off TikTok with videos, and that's their income. If TikTok goes away, or tic-tac-toe, like she calls it.
We're not here on air tomorrow. Yeah. Just know the government may have something to do with it.
Yeah, look, it's a bad idea.
Hashtag good news, hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
And we love a good neighbor. There is nothing like living beside someone that you don't hate, that you don't have to worry about messing with your stuff.
Look, I love my neighbors. I do have some of the best neighbors. We have
your front yard for you.
We have a text group and we make dinner for one another. Like, I consider them to be family, So I really do.
Yeah, I tell you what, nothing is better than having a really good neighbor that you really connect with and just kind of just hang out with each other, go on trips together. You can switch kids for the night. If mom and dad want to go out, then the other parents can watch all the kids and vice versa.
Oh, that's funny. When you said switch kids, it's like, all right, I'll take your two. You take my two.
Mine's misbehaving. Yeah.
Can we swap? Give me Jacob and I'll give you Charlie. But speaking of good neighbors, let's talk about Lisa. We need to give Lisa a round of applause because
Lisa
is an amazing neighbor.
She is.
Her neighbor, Sandra or Sandra, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, passed away.
Oh,
and Sandra had a dog, a husky. Mm. And while Sandra was in the hospital, that husky was limited to a small backyard with a fence. And if you know anything about huskies, they need to be out and about. They need energy. They need to run. They need to exercise. Mm-hmm. They need social aspects of life. Uh-huh. And so Lisa saw that. And so Lisa went one step further. When Sandra passed away, not only did she adopt the dog, she chose to use the dog as a therapy dog for children and terminal patients. Here is Lisa talking about it.
2 weeks before Sandra died, she said, I don't know if you've thought about this, but would you like to take her? Sure, I would love to. I think I'm doing this for both of us. She gets to go out and see people, and I get to see the response that she gets when she's out. There's just nothing better than that.
And I absolutely love therapy dogs too. Service dogs, mm-hmm. because working at the Blue Ridge Autism and Achievement Center before coming here, we had multiple service and therapy dogs throughout the building. And this, to see what they could do for their clients, the dogs that is, it was just beautiful. Like it was just there
for them. Warms
the
heart.
But yeah, so, and this husky is absolutely beautiful. So, you know, shout out to everyone that's being a good neighbor out there. Like, is it State Farm being a good neighbor?
It is.
State Farm, yes. So all of my, you know, Jake from State Farms and Janet from State Farms and Lisa's. Thank you so much. It's K92.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And just a couple of days away from the Freedom First St. Patrick's Day Parade and Shamrock Festival in downtown Roanoke, hosted by Miss Monica and I.
Woo! Yeah, we had to get our green outfits ready to go.
Yeah, the festivities start at 10. The parade actually starts at 11, yes. So we're getting down there a little bit early.
Got to park.
Yeah. Say hi to people, hang out.
So, Monica, how green are you going this year? How green will you be to represent St. Patrick's Day?
I mean, I feel like I got to go all out. Like, you know... Like,
whatever you say right now, I am going to clip this and hold this to you. So if you say all out, I'm expecting green from top to bottom.
Okay, the shoes will not be green.
What about like green eyeliner or any kind of green makeup?
I could do some green liner, some green makeup. No lip. No, it won't be green lip. I can't do that.
So in other words, you haven't planned it out.
I haven't planned it out, but it's going to be green.
Go to your closet and just find everything green.
I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to go to Target because I need to find some clothes.
So basically, when Monica shows up, we're going to know it's St. Patrick's Day in one way or the
other.
That's
right.
We're all going to know it the same exact time. Monica just figured it out right then, too. But yeah, that's going to be fun. You guys are going to have so much fun hosting the St. Patrick's Day Parade. The Clydesdale Horses, I'm assuming they're going to be there.
I haven't heard
that they're not going to be. That's like my favorite part of the show.
Clunk, clunk, clunk. Because the horses go clunk, clunk, clunk. Have you ever been on a horse before?
I have.
I have, too.
I rode a tiny horse one time.
You rode a pony.
It wasn't a pony. It was a tiny horse.
It was a donkey.
I took my students there on a field trip to Hill and Strides. It's like right here, like right in Franklin County, Rocky Mount. Took the students there and they allowed me to ride a horse. My feet were damn near dragging, but that's okay.
Oh, see,
it was super cute. I had to wear a helmet and everything.
Now, is
I
it
was
one of those
30
little,
years old?
Is it one of those little horses you had to put a quarter in?
No, it's a real life horse. Hill and Strides is a real life horse, yes.
And so, St. Patty's Day weekend, Antoine, you'll be downtown Saturday as well.
Yeah, DJing. I'm going to be DJing the K92 Shamrock Bash. It's going to be downtown Roanoke, Awful Arthur's from 12 to 2. That's what it's scheduled.
Uh-huh.
But like last year, I think I stayed until like 4 because the vibe was just
too
good.
The party.
So just make sure after you check out the parade, after you get your shirts, your candy, whatever people are giving away at the parade, come to Awful Arthur's in downtown Roanoke. Going to be DJing. We're going to have some fun, some green beverages, I'm sure.
All the green.
It's going to be a lot of fun going down this Saturday.
All right. Now, should we get out of here?
Yeah, definitely. Before we get out of here today.
We have the Morning Thing Nuggets. People can't drive you crazy if you don't give them the keys. Vroom, vroom.
That's a good life lesson right there.
Yes.
I support it.
Hallelujah.
Tomorrow we are starting your weekend right here. Happy Friday Eve today because tomorrow is Friday. Brand new episode of The Thing at 6 a.m. Peace.
Tulu.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.